The Cost of Rest, Commentary for the July 24, 2021 Sabbath School Lesson by Stephen Terry, Director, Stillwaters Ministry, www.visitstillwaters.com. Who were they who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt? And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies perished in the wilderness? And to whom did God swear that they would never enter his rest, if not to those who disobeyed? So we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief. Hebrews 3, verses 16 through 19. How do we describe rest? Is it when we see a small child sleeping soundly and peacefully undisturbed? Adults, especially those of advanced years, envy the child's ability to sleep quickly and soundly. They are untroubled by the many things going on that will shape their world, things they will discover with maturity and experience. But eventually we all seem to get to the point where thoughts from our past, unresolved challenges of the present, or worries about what the future may hold keep us from the childlike slumber we once knew. It does not matter whether our fears become reality, our minds seem reluctant to let go and let us sleep. From the Bible, it seems to have always been like this, ever since the fall in Eden. When Adam and Eve's eyes were opened to what they had done with the forbidden fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, peace fled from them, and they could think of no other solution than to hide themselves from the one they had betrayed. Like a debtor avoiding a loan shark, they hoped to avoid detection. But that did not happen. Maybe they feared God would hunt them down and kill them. That did not happen either. Instead, knowing what had happened, God went through the garden, heartbroken, crying out for them. Anyone who has ever been betrayed by someone they loved dearly must have an inkling of how that feels. It feels as though your heart has been torn from your chest and cut to pieces. We are told that man was created in God's image, and if that included the ability to love deeply, then when we feel the pain of betrayal and rejection, it is not too much of a stretch to imagine what it must be like for God. Hosea the prophet was called by God to show mankind what that betrayal was like, and in the process reveal God's character. In the book of Hosea, we are told that God instructs the prophet to marry an immoral woman. That woman, Gomer, bore him a daughter and two sons. And although the narrative does not detail how it happened, she left her husband and ended up owned by another man. Hosea is then instructed to go buy her and bring her back home with him. Again, we have no details of how things went after that, but the message is clear. Despite mankind's betrayal, God still wants us back. In an age when divorce has become commonplace, this is hard for us to understand. To our way of thinking, the betraying ex-spouse is evil, and we have little concern for their well-being. The pain of the heartbreak still wells up when we think of them. We remember how painful the initial betrayal was. Why would we risk going through that again by welcoming them back as Hosea was told to do? Some, craving the rest of the innocent that they once enjoyed and unable to live with the heartbreak that has taken that rest from them, have gone as far as to end their own life in depression and despair. But as difficult as it might be to understand, this also illustrates the character of God. God not only understands betrayal and the heartbreak it brings, he understands the despair and tells us that we do not need to let this carry us to the grave. Someone has died the death of betrayal for us. God's only begotten Son has bled out his life on the cross, betrayed by those who should have loved him and welcomed him, and the rest he offered. It was a tragic response to the love God offered through Jesus. Yet in that tragedy was a way out for everyone touched by heartbreak and betrayal. But it goes beyond that for the betrayer as well, troubled by guilt over choices they have made and how they have lived, can find rest in the arms of Jesus as well. We may find it hard to forgive our betrayer. We can never know if they are truly remorseful and repentant over what they have done. But God is not hindered by that. Unlike us, He can see into the heart and what is the disposition of their mind. This ability allowed Him to willingly promise redemption to Adam and Eve, and then to each of us as we come to Him. We do not need to struggle alone with those things that continue to hurt our hearts, whether pain at being betrayed or the guilt plaguing the betrayer. We can give these things to Christ, and the condemnation that robs us of rest can be nailed to the cross that lifted Him up between heaven and earth. Of course, we can reject that offer, and many, if not most, do just that. But that choice will not bring the peace and rest we crave. Instead, those things will go on hurting our minds and hearts, robbing our sleep and our energy. These things may drastically shorten our lifespans, even if we were not driven to suicidal despair. The choice to reject God's offer is hard to understand. It can seem especially strange for those who have accepted it and know its peace. God asks through the prophet Ezekiel, "Rid yourself of all the offenses you have committed and get a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die?" Ezekiel 18:31. When plagued by poisonous snakes in the wilderness, many Israelites were dying from their venom. God instructed Moses to hang a metal snake on a pole. And if the people were bitten, all they needed to do was to look at that bronze serpent and they would be saved. Some may feel that only an idiot would refuse to look, considering it was such a simple remedy. Yet we are given an equally simple solution for our aching hearts and minds. Jesus offers, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Matthew 11, verses 28 through 29. The serpent was lifted on a pole and offered salvation from the viper's bite. Jesus also was lifted up and offers salvation from everything that is poisoning our lives. Why would we not want that rest? To be sure, mankind has endured thousands of years of even so-called servants of God betraying their brothers and sisters to obtain wealth, power, and control. They even did this to Jesus and starkly illustrated that there is no salvation that such people can provide, either in or out of the church. Their wealth, power, and control cannot even save themselves on that day. It certainly cannot save those who trust in them. It is not the way to rest. As Paul counseled Timothy, some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierce themselves with many griefs. 1 Timothy 6:10. That does not sound like the rest Jesus was offering. Jesus knew that many would be tempted to look for relief from their troubles through accumulation of wealth. So he drove home the point, "You cannot serve both God and money." Matthew 6:24. When wealth becomes our master, it comes with a brother, fear. Fear that we will lose what we have gained. That fear builds walls to secure what we feel is most important, our wealth. But those same walls that keep others away from what we have hoarded also keep us from discovering the image of God in the rest of humanity. That image is not reflected in the polished surface of platinum, gold, and silver. It is to be found in the hearts of those who have found peace and rest, living their lives in the embrace of God's grace. Some would point to their riches and proclaim it is to God's glory that they have such wealth. But Jesus responds, "Do you see all these things? Truly I tell you, not one stone here will be left on another. every one will be thrown down, Matthew 24:2. Investment advisors will often say it is wise to have a diverse portfolio of investments because we do not know whether this or that will prosper. But even that will not bring rest and security, for everyone who has continues to look for more, trying to discover that point when they finally feel safe. But that point never comes. The only true rest can be found in Jesus. Despite the words of prosperity preachers, he did not come to ensure we would have riches. He came to grant us peace and rest. He knew that our greatest need was not more things, but healed hearts and minds, with such a simple and direct offer of healing. Why do we wait? Thank you for listening to this commentary. There are more commentaries just like it, as well as the print versions, at our website at www.visitstillwaters.com. May God richly bless you and your family.